This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Lots of artists get professional feedback on their works in progress. Writers have editors. Musicians have record producers. For the public, it's more rare to get the chance to weigh in on unfinished creative endeavors. But now some artists are getting feedback on their works in progress from fans through social networking. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Alex Cohen reports.
John August writes movies like Corpse Bride, Charlie's Angels, and Big Fish.
Most men, they'll tell you stories straight through. It won't be complicated, but it won't be interesting either.
Recently, August decided to write a short story, a spy-themed science fiction piece. When the first draft was done, he was hankering for feedback, the sort he usually gets when he test screens a film.
You get to sit in that audience and hear what they're reacting to, what they think is funny, what they don't understand. I really wanted a chance to do a test screening for the short story, but didn't have a very good way to do it.
But he did have a Twitter account with 6,000 followers.
What's amazing about Twitter is that you can ask a question and get a really immediate answer. So the question I asked one night is, hey, I wrote this short story. Could I get 10 people to read it and tell me what they think? And within 60 seconds, I got 10 yeses.
August sent them a link to a draft of his story and asked them to fill out a survey when they finished reading it.
The opening pages are sort of banal.
I liked the cat scene. Loved the ending.
My enjoyment tripled when we discovered that the woman was in fact his own wife.
They didn't like the title.
Writer John August.
The original title for my short story was The Egyptian Variant, and three people spontaneously said, it should really be The Variant, get rid of that Egyptian word. And so I took their advice, and it was the right advice.
August says the experience reminds him of writing as a kid when he'd print out stories on his home computer and give them to his mom.
Twitter is sort of like my mom reading my, you know, dot matrix printer output. It's that sense of this is what is working and this is not what's not working. And that to me was really crucial for this.
Feedback from fans has also become a crucial part of Chris Cooper's work. Coop, as he's best known, does pop art paintings of voluptuous vixens, rockabilly hot rods, and cigar-smoking devils. Coop wound up using the internet in his art by accident, a car accident.
I had a broken leg. I was on crutches for probably 4 months. And unfortunately for me, these paintings are so large that I paint standing up, which of course I couldn't do.
While he recuperated, Coop turned to a less physically demanding art form, photography, and he posted his work on Flickr. When he was able to paint again, Coop turned his camera toward his canvas.
I started doing it purely for myself because when you're painting things that are this complex, it's often very helpful to sort of document the process so that if you need to go back and rework something, you sort of know the steps that you took to get to that point.
But Coop's Flickr photos were also a huge hit with his fans. The artist also writes about his work, a process he calls paint blogging. 38-year-old Art Fuentes, an aspiring illustrator himself, visits Coop's site daily.
It's nice to see a piece where it's being added onto every day and you can see all the layers. Anything that shows me what goes on behind the whole process is just great for me, yeah.
Fuentes and other Coop fans often leave comments on the photos. For example, Coop recently did a painting called 13 Devil. It began with one of his trademark red devils.
The photos went up and people said, oh, wow, I love this painting. I'm so glad you're finally doing this image.
But then he added more devils at different angles in different colors. His canvas became a cacophony of demons.
And then the next day, I came in and painted the dark purple line work on top of it and put a photo up. And people are like, well, why did you do that?
Coop doesn't mind questioning from the public. In fact, since he began paint blogging, he's been doing a lot more of that himself.
In the past, I would just sort of do things. And later, I would look at them and say, oh, well, this means this.
Now, Coop says he's forced to think about the meaning of his work as he paints, and he believes that's made him a better artist. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.